From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Criticism of the Trump administration on the delayed response to provide relief to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico prompted the Pentagon to appoint Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan to lead all military hurricane response efforts there. This comes after mounting criticism of the Trump administration for the delayed response. More from VOA's Slatis Ahok.
Much of the aid, including bottled water, food, and medical supplies, is stranded in Puerto Rico's main port as there are not enough drivers and trucks to distribute it. Officials say some communities are hard to reach because of the damaged infrastructure.
Distribution from the island, the central ports, to the endpoints like the hospitals has been a challenge. Having 24 to 48 hours, we will have replenished. We have over 200 gas stations open now so that people with generators can do that. We have reached the hospitals, so that is replenishing now.
White House officials said 44 of the island's 69 hospitals are now operational. President Trump is scheduled to visit Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Congress continues its probe into Russian influence of U.S. elections. With that, members heard testimony from representatives of social media groups. Thursday, Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining that they were linked to Russia and they sought to interfere in U.S. politics. This follows testimony from Facebook, which says that it will provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social media and political issues that were placed on its platform. This is VOA News. U.S. airstrikes have killed more Islamic State fighters in Libya, the second such attack in the North African nation in less than a week. U.S. leaders say a coordinated attack with the Libyan government resulted in two airstrikes against ISIS militants Tuesday near a former IS stronghold. 4 days earlier, six U.S. precision strikes targeted a camp used to move Islamic State fighters in and out of the country, killing 17 militants and destroying three Islamic State vehicles. U.S. Africa Command said the camp, located about 240 kilometers southeast, also was used to plot attacks and stockpile weapons. Ahead of U.S. President Donald Trump's first visit to China, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is paving the way after embarking on his second trip there Thursday. State Department correspondent Cindy Sain reporting.
Washington says enlisting China's help is key to cutting off Pyongyang's ability to earn hard currency.
Sanctions on various entities in China, in other countries. All of these designations target North Korean trade, North Korean entities, North Korean illicit proliferation, and it certainly has had an impact on the ease with which they are able to make transactions. It's cut down on their ability to earn hard currency, and it is having an effect of increasing pressure on the regime.
But Asia expert and former Reagan and Bush administration official Douglas Paul says China's influence over North Korea is limited.
Satellite images released by rights group Amnesty International have shown entire Rohingya villages burned. About 400 people have been killed, leaving Myanmar to escape into Bangladesh. A trip there by U.S. officials has been delayed because of poor weather, but the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, spoke of an increasing need for intervention.
The Rohingya have suffered discrimination and been denied basic rights as citizens of Burma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib. This is to help end the war, all while Erdogan calls an Iraqi Kurdish independence referendum illegitimate.
The Kurdistan regional government has in fact thrown itself into the middle of the fire with its senseless attempt at independence. I don't accept anyone's independence.
And finally, U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise has returned to the House of Representatives for the first time since being shot on June 14th, telling colleagues he is a living example that miracles happen. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.